Christmas time, we bring you in for herring eggs. You are our friend.
From the opening carol, viewers will notice a particular Southeast Alaska flavor to a Tlingit Christmas carol. Vera Starbard is a playwright in residence for Perseverance Theater and adapted the story.
If you enjoy A Christmas Carol like I do, you'll recognize the story. Like, it definitely, plot-wise, has a lot of the same beats. Obviously not exactly the same, but you'll definitely recognize the story.
The production will be in 5 roughly 20-minute episodes, or staves, live-streamed through Perseverance Theater's Facebook page and YouTube channel. After each stave is finished, it will be made available to rewatch until Russian Orthodox Christmas on January 7th. As the first stave begins, viewers and theater patrons will recognize the story. Scrooge is a successful CEO of a Native Corporation subsidiary in an unnamed town. He's also a boarding school survivor, though Starbird says that element is intentionally subtle.
So I didn't want to sort of obsess on that, because I think that ultimately I didn't experience that, and I don't have the right to tell you that story without someone who's been there. But I did want to allow a look into that and a look into why our Scrooge is the way he is.
And Scrooge hates Christmas, even when his niece, Frida, invites him over to celebrate Russian Orthodox Christmas.
And you think some exhausting event made for a made-up holiday filled with half the miserable people in this miserable community is where I'd like to be?
Fair point, but I'd still love to see you there.
Humbug.
The character of E.B. Scrooge is played by Ed Littlefield, who's Tlingit and serves as a music director as well, Starbird says.
He's a wonderful Tlingit musician who just makes this absolute magic. The songs start out actually very sort of Western Christmas. And the further you get into the stave, there are more Tlingit, and there's more Tlingit language, and there's more Tlingit sounding drums and rattles. You'll hear some deer rattles in there. It's just such a magical thing to hear sort of these familiar noises in a new kind of medium.
The performances also give subtle nods to present day, particularly the use of video conferencing that's seen a rise in popularity since COVID-19 pandemic began. The production's critically acclaimed stage director, Madeline Syed, is Mohegan, and probably most known for Where We Belong, a solo performance written in response to her time in the United Kingdom studying Shakespeare. The largely native cast and crew includes representatives from a variety of tribes and nations, including Yupik, Inupiaq, Osage, Métis Cree, and more.
And we're all bringing our culture and our values into how we're creating this in the first place. And yes, that's reflected in the story itself as an Indigenous person who wrote it, but you see it in the acting and the choices that are made for the music.
Starbird says that Perseverance is a leader within theater in a number of Native shows it produces.
Perseverance Theater has definitely been trying to bring in Native culture, Native people, Native talent more and more since 2014, 15, one of their primary goals was to actually reflect the community. And it does sort of get this reputation as a very Native-friendly theater because, by and large, Western United States theater, or really just Western theater, is not very open or friendly to Native people.
Starbird says the access to other theater artists and communities also creates opportunities to change the industry.
I love exploring and indigenizing the process of theater. So you have this very westernized process of here's how you build a play. If you can go in there and say, as Indigenous people who've been doing performing arts for thousands and thousands of years on this land, how have we built plays? How have we built these performing arts pieces? And you start to actually attack just how you even get to the sort of finished product of a play that people are seeing, it comes out very different.
Juneau-based Perseverance offers performances in Juneau and Anchorage, and in the time of coronavirus, virtually. Starbird says the theater industry largely shuttered nationwide to prevent the possibility of spreading COVID-19. The shutdown left a lot of theater artists and writers out of work, but it also sparked a boom in online productions.
If you have a whole bunch of creative people in the whole industry, they immediately, without hesitation, went into, okay, now what do we look like? Because we're not going to stop creating. We're not going to stop putting out art. And it's been difficult for some people to sort of be in this very stressful pandemic era, but also be creating art.
Starbird says going virtual opened up more opportunities to connect with other artists, as well as offering productions to remote villages.
I'm really hoping that we also keep working on the Zoom or working on whatever technology comes out of it, because the accessibility of what we're doing right now is so much more than what we've been able to do before. But I can now say, well, Clink at Christmas Carol, you're going to be able to see whenever you want, from wherever you are, literally anywhere in the world. I mean, that's exciting to me.
The Stays of a Clink at Christmas Carol will be released each Friday until Christmas Day, December 25th, and available to rewatch until January 7th. For more information, go to ptalaska.org. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.